Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. It's the end of the week. That's Friday, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday. Yes, it's the day we celebrate freedom with a little extra flair today. And it is simply this. I give you the freedom to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about when it comes to politics. And it's really easy. You just pick up the phone. You call 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news, which that, by the way, is an email from a listener from Avis, who I didn't know that the Yamhill County commissioners had sent a unanimous letter to Kate Brown saying, you know what? We oppose vaccine passport mandates, requiring churches and businesses to verify vaccination of COVID-19 or require mask wearing. Now, this letter says it, her particular actions here are unsupported by science. Yeah, that's true. They are. We've known that for a long time. In fact, the letter, and you can see it, and I'll have it all up on the Facebook page and on the podcast page at kslm.news, where you can listen to every show that we do. We put them up on the podcast, and I include the links to the stories that I talk about, so you can read them yourselves. In the letter, it says this, quote, as a practical matter, requiring businesses and churches and the employees of those businesses and churches to verify a person's vaccine status is only going to lead to conflict between employees and customers. The last thing that any of these businesses and churches need is yet another unsupported by science mandate from the state of Oregon. That is only going to lead to conflict, and these businesses and churches and their employees begin the long and arduous task of attempting to rebuild what they have lost. How true. By the way, the article, and this is a Northwest Observer article, they note that this mandate, Kate's mandate, is not supported by requirements from the White House, CDC, or any federal government agency. With both the federal government and Oregon's governor claiming the high ground and following the science on mask efficacy, who's right? A comparison to recent results in mask-free Texas and Florida versus California ought to answer that one. Or is it that not a matter of following the science, but rather just a matter of exerting control over citizens' lives? Oregon's governor has survived two recall efforts. Clearly, there are many who question her judgment in balancing the needs of all citizens. The federal agency's stance may indicate a wish to avoid a challenge in court over violation of HIPAA laws. Now, here's what's significant about this story, by the way. You answer this question for me, because I'm curious now. Yamhill County has three county commissioners. Two are conservative Republicans, one more conservative than the other, but still two conservative Republicans. One of them is a liberal Democrat who's a leader in the progressive Yamhill community. This guy, his last name is Kula, typically supports any leftist liberal policy, regardless of its constitutionality. Fresh from his latest focus group, Kula's signature on this letter is significant in that it may signal even more progressive leaders than habitual critics of conservative commissioners are becoming cautious of aligning with the governor's heavy-handed measures. Now, that ought to give you some hope, don't you think? I mean, it does me. but only if we politically use it to persuade the persuadable, folks. I mean, this is, again, you know this show, you know my entire reason for doing this show is to change our world. Don't you think you could use this issue in a conversation with someone? I think you could. Saying something like, so what do you think about a very liberal Democrat on the Yamhill County Commission signing a letter saying to Kate, rescind your executive order on vaccine passports, making churches and businesses check them? What does that tell you? I mean, if even a very liberal progressive Democrat agrees that this is not the thing to do, that ought to tell you a lot. Now, I'm also going to give you another bit of hope here. There's another story about COVID-19 vaccinations. All of Oregon's public universities, an OPB story, all of Oregon's public universities now will require COVID-19 vaccinations or exemptions. All of them. Every public university in the state of Oregon now. Everyone. If you're going to be on campus, guess what? You gotta show you've gotten the shot. Now, this is not something to celebrate. In fact, it's just the opposite. It is absolutely expected. But what's interesting is this. That Eastern Oregon University, that the president there said in a board meeting, and this is in the story, that many of the students and faculty were split on the decision to mandate it, according to a survey. In the survey, the majority of faculty at EOU were in favor of vaccine mandates, while the majority of students were against one. Therein lies your hope, folks. You know, we talk a lot about how our kids get brainwashed in public education. But there is still this element of liberty, friends. Now, I'm going to tie together the Northwest Observer story about Yamhill County's unanimous letter, the county commission letter, to Kate Brown saying, rescind your vaccination or your vaccine passport mandate, and this story about universities and this study, or the survey, rather. Here's what it is. People want liberty. They just do. Even liberal kids brainwashed by our K-12 public education system still want liberty. This survey proves it. Now, the compliant far-left liberal staff, faculty of any university, and they're all mind-numbed leftist robots, almost all of them. If you've ever talked to a conservative faculty member at any university anywhere, they will tell you that they are not only in the minority, but they have to keep their mouth shut because they just get hammered and ostracized by their fellow colleagues, faculty members. But the students are different. People who are living their lives normally are different. And this is what the Northwest Observer story points out. The uber liberal leftist member of the Yamhill County Commission, fresh from a focus group, has figured out something. You know what that is? People want their freedom. And Kate Brown goes too far with her mandate against it, against freedom. Just as these kids don't want to have to take the shot. Why? Because they're not stupid. They know very few of them ever get the COVID, number one. And everybody knows now, after the 10 million person Wuhan study, you can't carry it around and give it to other, infect other people with it, unless you're actually sick with it. That lie was dispelled by that 10 million person study. Remember that? We talked about it a few months ago. And isn't it interesting that you don't hear anything about that anymore? Funny how that is. Anyway, maybe you want to talk about this. What I'm telling you, folks, is this is ought to give you hope. If there are even liberal people in your world that still want a measure of freedom and liberty, that's your crack in the dam, if you will. That's your entry point to have intelligent conversations with them. You think Kate Brown's mandates on vaccine passports go too far? Well, apparently even some liberals do. What about this Eastern Oregon University survey that said most of the students didn't want to have the vaccine mandate to attend the physical university campus? Why? Because they're smart enough to figure it out for themselves. That's why. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. What do you think about this? Or do you have anything you want to talk about today? Maybe you want to talk about House Bill 3088, which would repeal Oregon's laws on prostitution, promoting prostitution and commercial sexual solicitation. They had an informational hearing on it yesterday. A gay, far-left Marxist from Portland, Rob Nossi, is sponsoring the bill. He is a member of Oregon Sex Workers Human Rights Commission. Now, folks, got to tell you something. Dirty little secret is that Oregon, especially Portland, is one of the major cities of the country, the entire United States of America, that is well known for sex trafficking. Well known for runaways coming here and getting picked up and getting enslaved in the sex trafficking business. There are at least two, maybe three organizations in Oregon. This is their mission, to rescue mostly girls, but a lot of boys, from the sex trafficking business. This would only make it worse. How do we know that? Because if you scroll down, this is a KATU story. If you scroll down to the bottom, of course, Barbara Bentz, a sociology professor from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, of course, where they've had legalized prostitution, talked about human trafficking, how decriminalization of sex work could help. Really? But you see, they end the article by saying some national groups like Demand Abolition and World Without Exploitation, I can say it, I know I can, have come out against the legalization of prostitution, saying it can't be separated from exploitation and that it won't help with issues like human trafficking and violence. What do you think? All of it is on the table for today, or anything you want to talk about politically, 503-589-1220, Power Buick. You talk about, let's talk about it on the other side at 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about today. It doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. What's on your mind? You got something you just got to get off your chest? This is your day. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Thanks to Dwight, by the way, for a great email. If you want to send me an email, I will try my very best to read it on the air. Dwight, thank you. for the email you sent to 1220, or actually KSL, Jeff at KSLM.news, Jeff at KSLM.news, or Jeff at 1220.am. No, the Fauci email memes, you know, this story just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, folks. We always knew that he was lying to us, but now we have how many emails? It's an astonishing number. Liberty Daily has the number. What is it here on the but 3,000 pages of Tony Fauci's damning emails. By the way, did you know this is the guy who is the highest paid member of the federal government? Over $400,000 a year. Wow. Hmm. The propagandizing of you and I is something to be concerned about. Greg L. sent me an email about that with a YouTube video. It's Propaganda Strategies Explained. He writes, seems this excellent documentary about propaganda was a victim of the war of the independent, the war on the independent media. It was removed just moments after I downloaded it. I re-uploaded it here, but I expect it may be eventually being removed for being dangerous content. Julie writes an email, said liberal ideals begin with, I have mine, to heck with you. Or what is good for me is not good for you. This can be demonstrated by the tax laws, which clearly do not favor families in the middle class. Removal of our guns, freedom of speech, and the freedom of religion, and their desire to destroy the suburbs in small towns by eliminating local land use laws in favor of Washington, D.C.'s land use and zoning ideas. I've seen the single-family homes next door to a high-rise apartment, usually with no parking, and places where you are grateful it is only dog poo you've stepped in. Finally, liberals speak in platitudes. Conservatives and libertarians speak in facts. That is true, but I will tell you, Julie, when you're speaking in facts, you had better speak factually with emotion. Because otherwise, you won't ever make any connections. Dale writes about Brown and good old Fred Gerard. We tried to get rid of her, Jeff. We tried and we tried. It appears to me all public demands for the recall have collapsed, judging by the currently thundering silence on the topic. And isn't there a deadline? Yes, there is a deadline. I think it's about a month and a half from now, about five, maybe 6 weeks. Haven't heard a word. I'm worried about that, just like you are. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We go right to the phones to Freddie. Freddie, you're first this morning on Freedom Friday. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Jeff. A good friend of mine went to the Portland Zoo this week, and she said that they have a big sign that says coming this will be the rhino exhibit. And I tell you what, if I run the Republican Party, I'd have billboards all over this place with Fred Gerard and his gang as the Oregon rhinos. Come and look at them. I'd have cardboard cutouts of these guys everywhere. Man, we need to shame them.
You're right. You know what I find interesting, Fred, is that as of yet, not a single county Republican Party in Oregon has passed a resolution condemning what these guys have done. Not one has. And I'm astonished by that. I would have thought at least some of our conservative counties would have done that. I mean, it's happened in other states. Look, in Utah against Romney and other places, Louisiana. I mean, just go on and on and on. Why haven't we done it here?
Well, we never have. You know, when I ran for Congress in 2012, I had fundraisers up, and I never had the chairman of the Republican Party show up. And I had won. So what does that tell you about the leadership that we have in the state on the Republican side? And this guy was, a lieutenant commander or something. He doesn't know anything about leadership. Come on.
Well, so we have, I would think, from a military perspective, yeah, somebody who's had that kind of training at that officer level ought to know something about leadership.
Absolutely. But they're all.
Buddy, thank you, brother. You're cutting in and out a little bit there. Sorry about that. I appreciate your thoughts today. I mean, it is frustrating. I mean, I share your frustration, and I bet a lot of our listeners do too. How is it that we are our leadership? I mean, our leadership is Senator Dallas Hurd, Senator Dennis Lithicum in the Oregon Republican Party. They are two that have walked out or tried to. They have been the targets of the rhinos who have stayed. You would think that they would be trying to make this happen at the county level. I think it's a great idea. We ought to have billboards up. We don't. And we have no Republican donors in this state willing to even pay for them. Isn't that sad? I think that enough of the county parties have been bamboozled by these Republican members of the House and the Senate, because the House is complicit here too. They are. You got to remember, every House member gets $2 million of pork to buy them sticking around. $4 million for the Senate. If you add, you know, again, a senator has two House members in his Senate district. That's $8 million. Four for the Senate, two each for the two House members. That's $8 million that gets to come into the district that they've never been able to get before. So, again, your rights, your liberties are for sale. This ought to be the message from the Oregon Republican Party. But it isn't. And you wonder why. Now, I don't think Dennis Lithicum is in any way susceptible. Friends, thanks for joining us. It is 6:30 in the morning, Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour, friends. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about today politically. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Last night, actually the last, you know, three or four nights, I've been taking CBD tincture under my tongue before I go to sleep at night. And I have been sleeping really well. This is one of the benefits of CBD that is all natural. There's no drugs here. It's not full of THC that's making you high. And in fact, they have some versions of their products that are guaranteed to be 100% THC free. There's not even a tiny little trace amount. So if you're in a sensitive position and you get drug tested, you don't have to worry about it. CBD from Pro Bioscience, it's the Salem-based company, is of the highest quality because it's Oregon-grown CBD. They only use Oregon-grown CBD. They don't take any of this stuff that gets imported from Mexico or the stuff that gets imported from China. You don't know what's in that stuff, folks, because there aren't any regulations on it. It's the wild, wild west. You don't know what you're getting. You don't know what you're getting paid for. You don't even know you're getting the right amount of stuff. There have been CBD companies, you may not know this, that have literally been shut down by the FDA because their products aren't even coming close to offering what they say is actually in them. You don't have that worry with Pro Bioscience, Salem-based company, because they're right here in Salem. You can call and talk to them, and they can show you that everything you're actually buying is what you're getting. So why don't you think about, you know, taking care of your pain relief with all natural means. No more drugs. Sleeping better. They've got great beauty products now, ladies, and there's more coming. Pro-Bioscience.com. That is the website, pro-bioscience.com. And during the month of June, if you use the word father, the discount code father, you get 15% off. Plus, you ought to ask them about their loyalty rewards program. You can save even more money. You can also buy their products on the shelves. Liquivana vape shops in both Silverton and Molalla, or right here in Salem at the Tobacco Pouch on Edgewater. Pro-bioscience.com. Dale writes another email about the Oregon sailouts. He said, I don't think this subject can be beat on hard enough. What has happened to freedom in Oregon at the hands of the despicable Judases should be screamed relentlessly from the mountaintops. The other day, Dems in New Jersey walked out of the state legislature to stymie Republicans. Yeah. It's okay for them to do it when they do it, because it's always, you know, they always have the moral high ground. The sad part is that when this is over, will unless a Republican candidate for governor, and I'm going to say governor because it's the only statewide elective office that's up in 2022, unless a Republican candidate for governor points out all of the bad things that are happening to people because these six Republicans stayed, and there's going to be a lot more, folks. We're just seeing the beginning of it. You mark my words. Unless a Republican governor does that, Republican Party in Oregon will just go along to get along, and they'll buy the lie. Hey, that, you know, the $8 million, we really needed it. And yeah, you know, you lost your ability to defend yourself pretty well at home, because now there's a gun storage bill that makes you a felon if you don't keep your gun locked up all the time. And yeah, you lost your ability to, you know, be able to carry your gun legally if you're even close to a government building that has banned concealed carry. Because, you know, all of you concealed carry people, you're the problem, aren't you? Until all of that and everything else that's going to get passed that Republicans got bought off for, until somebody points it out, these guys are going to get away with it. Am I right or am I wrong? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Friends, it is Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? Anything, and I mean anything, is on the table. Or you can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Bill writes, Republican senators, I'd like you to point out on the air which senators are rhinos and which are trustworthy. Also, please start mentioning all the names of those that did not walk out, so we will always keep them in front of our minds and at the same time publicly shame them. Let's stop trying to be nice and call a spade a spade. If you're allowed to say that, time to be more aggressive and fight back. I'm tired of being on the defense. Well, yes. Senator Dick Anderson from the coast, former mayor of Lincoln City. He didn't walk out. Senator Lynn Findley from Ontario. His district comes clear over around Redmond and Sisters. Senator Fred Girard, of course, Malala, Staten. Senator Bill Hansel, Pendleton. Senator Dallas Hurd did walk out. Senator Bill Kenemer, he stayed. He got bought off. Senator Tim Knope. Bill Kenemer, by the way, is from Canby. Senator Tim Knope from Bend, he stayed. Senator Dennis Linthicum, he walked out. Senator Kim Thatcher, she walked out. Senator Chuck Thompson, he walked out. So did Senator Brian Boquist, who's now an independent. 503-589-1220 is Power Buick GMC talking. Got to get to the phones. Ron is first and Rich then Kathy. Ron, good morning. Your eyes. What's on your mind?
I'm doing okay, brother. Finally got back up here from Douglas County, but I'm leaving to go to Florence. I need one question. If I seen the backbone that I seen on a video that happened on Memorial Day down there in Bandon, then I'm okay. But if it's deceptive, if I get a Decepticon that's trying to undermine the party, show no backbone or anything else. The clause is coming off verbally. I'll have my foundation. And like Amos Tuck says, you cannot have a republic if people don't pay attention. He was a founder of the Republican Party in New Hampshire. And him and Lincoln, they were congressmen in the late 1840s. Just a little lesson I want to give you. And the last thing, what Biden said about blacks not knowing how to use an accountant or lawyers was the most racist thing I ever heard in my damn life. And I got on the national show for Lars Larson yesterday for three quarters of the first hour. But it's insulting, divisive, anything else. But other than that, pray for the state of Oregon. Pray for the people that's here. And pray that the Republican Party get a damn backbone.
Yeah, me too. That's the thing we got to pray for. Ron, well said. Be safe out there. Let's move on to Rich. It is Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Lines are full, although we will have one empty here as soon as Ron hangs up.
Well,
Max, good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, the observations that I've been looking at and not saying much, I guess I've come up with a possible phrase, and I hope that it'll change in the future. Most Republicans are Democrats. Most Democrats are socialists.
Now say that again.
Most Republicans are Democrats. Most Democrats are socialists.
That ain't good. That's not good, brother.
I'm just going by observation.
Yeah, well, how do we change it? Let me ask you that. In your mind, how do we change it?
I honestly hope that we can do it as far as a perfect way to do it. I think it has to be done on an individual basis. Your idea of trying to change the changeable is about the most logical one I can see, and wake some of these people up, especially in the Republican Party.
But
I don't know what else to say. I'm a conservative and I'm a Republican, but that doesn't mean that they like it, the idea that I'm a conservative.
Well, that's true. Believe me, there's lots of big donors in the Oregon Republican Party that just don't like conservatives and think we ought to go away and think that the party will be better off and that we'll win more elections if we do. The problem is every time we have somebody like that running for statewide office, they lose. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. Good thoughts today. Kathy, let's go to you. Good morning, Kathy. How are you? What's on your mind?
Hi. Fine. So I'm going way off topic of anything that's been talked about, but it is Freedom Friday.
Right.
So I'm getting suspicious. The more I hear about this COVID thing, I'm starting to think that President Trump was infected on purpose. Because it seems like the people around him didn't get it, but him and his family. And they can't take him out physically,
well, yeah,
but they wanted him gone. So it's a conspiracy theory of my own.
So, you know, I don't think I've ever heard, it's interesting because I don't think I've ever heard where he got the COVID from.
Yeah.
Answer. Do you? I haven't.
No. Huh. And why weren't other people like Pence falling like flies? Why him?
Yeah. Good point. Thanks, Kathy. Back in a moment. Lots more of you to get to. You guys, Rowan, hang on. 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Stream Friday. What do you want to talk about? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back in his last segment for today. We'll get back to the phone calls. Also want to thank Freedom Heating and Air. They really do keep your home cleaner, free of dust, or freer of dust, with their great air filtration systems, free of bacteria, viruses, and things floating around in the air that could make you sick, UV light systems. Plus, they just make you feel better. Warmer in the winter and a lot cooler in the summer. Check them out at freedomheatingandair.net, one of our great supporters, freedomheatingandair.net. Lines are full. We got to get to them fast. Let's go to Art. Art, go.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
The biggest problem we got here in Oregon, I think, is there's no accountability. And until people are held accountable, Kate Brown, et cetera, et cetera, I don't, unfortunately, see us succeeding. And so how, we got to think about this, how can we force accountability in the state of Oregon? You know, because if we can't, say we get a Republican elected as governor, and we have the Secretary of State and the other Democratic leaders who don't care about laws and stuff, and how is that one individual going to make progress in our state? And so I think it's very important we have the conversation, because until we have accountability, we have nothing. And the proof of that is look with the Republican rhinos. And
yeah,
and
no,
so,
you're right. And this is, and Art, I'm going to let you go because just the lines are full. I got to try to get to everybody. It's a great point. And it's, it boils down to leadership. Somebody has got to step up in the Republican Party and call these people out. It's that simple. Who's that going to be? Let's go to Rowan. Rowan, good morning. Your thoughts on Freedom Friday. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Jeff. Yesterday, there was mention of a church in Sweden that was requiring the passport. Well, I have recently drive past that almost daily, and I have super blocked those plume banners. They distorted with a little breeze or something, and the message is clear. It's not like a flat sign. The banners actually said, no ID. Choir. They mentioned Pfizer, and they gave the late May date, I think it was the 28th, 9th. Evidently, there's going to be a clinic, and they didn't care as long as you were of age to you get your shot. But that brings to mind Jeremiah 23:1. Woe unto the pastors that destroy and slaughter the sheep of my pasture. Whether you're trying to be the institute, a clinic sign, or you're requiring the pastor, you have taken a position with God.
Well, thanks for pointing that out, and it's a fair observation. Thank you, Rowan. Appreciate it. I want to also remind you, friends, Eric Azer is a Righteous Renovations contractor. That's really the name of his company, Righteous Renovations. He is a contractor who lives his faith in his business. If you're looking for a contractor that you can trust, and believe me, don't take my word for it. Go to his website. Check out the great customer testimonials. Some of the great pictures of the before and after projects. RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with Kat. Was it Kathy? That somehow the CCP military was always involved on the Hagen Island in distributing the concoctions they wanted and to whom they wanted to, in what countries and what individuals. And if you'll always remember back last year, areas that were doing better, all of a sudden they started doing worse. So she's right on it. It's been that way. I've known that since last year. And this definitely with CCP. For Oregon, we were pioneers. Look at the people that started Oregon and California. They were all pioneers. They left their homes in the Midwest, the sanctuary of the Midwest, the safety, and they dared to go out and meet the elements and Indians and everything else to come west. If that can come back, we can get through this.
Well, you're right. That's a spirit that is the right kind of spirit, and we need more of that. The only way, frankly, we're going to get, again, this is a spiritual battle, is a lot of prayer and a lot of activity on our part. Glenn, thank you. Appreciate your comments. Rebecca, good morning. What do you have to say today on Freedom Friday? What's on your mind?
I was at the Capitol several years ago and went to it was a time when there was nobody in the Capitol, and there was a meeting going on in a room, and I went in and sat down, and they were having a bunch of kids that they had bused in tell about how their white teachers had treated them more severely than their white students. And the young men were they were acting really victimized. And so when it was over, I went out into the hall and asked a group of them, do you ever dream of going to private school? And the change in them was amazing. They all started talking at once, and they were all talking about going to charter school. And I said to them, do you know that the reason that I came to the Capitol today is because I'm trying to talk to people about how the Democrats are trying to close down charter schools. Anyway, these young men, their dreams were all centered in charter school. And I just heard on the radio that somebody said, black minds matter. Black lives matter, but black minds matter. And the Democrats want for the black mind to be undeveloped, and they're willing to not have us have mathematics in our schools to prevent the learning of things that will help us be free. And those who think that this is just a black problem are misinformed, because
you're right. And Rebecca, I gotta let you go. Thank you for calling. Gotta let you go. Corby writes in an email, about shots? He says, what baffles me is the amount of people that say they can't stand Kate are the first ones to run out and get their shot when she says to do so. And Rich writes an email. Boy, that's an interesting, a great picture. The world's most expensive nursing home is a picture of the White House. Ouch. Oh, that hurts. That hurts a lot. Friends, thank you so much for joining us this week. I'm truly honored beyond description to have each and every one of you in the audience. May you all be blessed on this weekend. Please keep praying for this great nation and this great state. And yes, as hard as it is, pray for Kate Brown and the rhinos that are destroying our liberty. Be blessed out there. See you Monday.